Last week, the Knoxville football squad won its first game of the season and broke a losing streak of 11 games, dating back to last season with the Panthers' win over Sadell 24-14. T.J. DeYoung was one of the large reasons the Panthers got the win. The junior running back has also been a leader for the Panthers this season and says it was good to walk off the field knowing the scoreboard was in their favor.
It felt great to finally, we've been putting in this work all summer and we've been just trying to get this thing all, the start of this football year. I'm just glad we got it and we've been working so hard for it. So I'm very proud of this team for getting it.
DeYoung has been an important part of the Panthers' offense this season, leading the way with 211 yards and a touchdown.
Here is a give. That is a play coming to the near side to T.J. DeYoung, diving for the end zone. Touchdown, Knoxville! What a dive by T.J. DeYoung, 12 yards, and the Panthers have a chance to close the gap up a little bit.
While the season has not gone the way DeYoung and the rest of the team had planned, TJ says everyone in a Panther uniform is not giving up and was impressed with his teammates during the first 5 weeks of the season when they went 0-5.
We've had a lot of tough games. We battled a lot of adversity, but this team, as they never give up, and they're always, they no matter what the score is, they're just ready to play and they want to keep playing. And that's the brotherhood we formed, that no matter what, we want to stick together and we want to keep playing no matter the cost. I think that our captains and the team in general have just done a great job of bringing the whole team together and making sure we're one big family and we're always there for each other.
Head coach Eric Keller knew during summer workouts that DeYoung was going to be one of the leaders this season and was voted by his teammates as one of the captains.
The kids saw him work hard in the weight room in the summertime, and it just felt like he was a guy that they could count on as being a leader. And he's obviously got some good speed that we like at some of our outside plays at running back. So it's he's a good guy to have around to give us those benefits.
DeYoung knows the yards have been tough to come by this season. While he would like to have more, he knows the big boys up front are doing everything they can to pave the way.
I think personally I'm doing pretty decent. I'm not very mad about how I'm performing this year. I got a good amount of rushing yards, and I just, like I said, our line for the adversity they're coming against, they're doing a great job on blocking and making sure we can move the ball. Just once after we get a good play, I get back in there and I'm telling them, you guys are doing amazing. Keep doing the thing you're doing, and you keep doing this, this is how we'll win football games.
Kiefer takes a snap. He will hand it to DeYoung. DeYoung trying to find running room. First down across to 40, 45, out to midfield, and he stumbles into Newton territory all the way to the 45. T.J. DeYoung on a nice run into Newton territory, and the Panthers now are finally in business.
Tonight, the Panthers make the near two-hour drive to Atlantic. The Trojans are 1-5 on the season and have had a similar trip through this season as Knoxville has. TJ says after last week's success at Sadell, he is confident about traveling to Atlantic and ruining the Trojans' homecoming tonight.
Yeah, I think we have a great chance of picking up another win. If we play like we did against Sadell and we just play hard and fast and we keep together and run what we're supposed to do, I think we have a great shot to get another one, which would be amazing.
After football season, TJ will work on his speed to get faster for track and field and another run at the Blue Oval.
After football, I'm looking forward to track season again. Like I said, I had pretty good success last year with a great group of seniors that helped us accomplish a good thing. And so I'm just looking forward to build off of what they left behind.
T.J. DeYoung, our Week 7 player profile from Knoxville.
And here's Kiefer. He'll drop straight back to pass. He looks, he throws. It is caught by T.J. DeYoung all the way out to the 50-yard line.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, I'm Derek Cardwell.